Lots of women are under a man's thumb, and some of them would like to get out. Governor Hammond has declared this week Halt Violence Against Women Week. We've all heard the alarming rape statistics. Alaska has the highest rate of any state, 59 per 100,000 people. Wyoming, with approximately the same size population, has 22 rapes per 100,000. The national average is 29. And with an increase in the joys of summer, longer light and more sunshine, there's also an increase in sexual assault. But sexual assault isn't the only type of violence against women. There are other types of physical abuse, and there's psychological violence as well. Trish Livingston is the Community Services Coordinator for the Women in Crisis Counseling and Assistance Center in Fairbanks.
Psychological abuse would be the sort of psychological battering, maybe very intensive. I have the idea of maybe a 40-year-old woman who's been married for a number of years, has been working in the home, raising children, and the husband is, and maybe she's thinking of getting out for the first time and getting a job, and the husband might give her a lot of psychological abuse as far as who would want to hire you? You haven't worked for years. Your skills aren't up to date. There are lots of young, attractive girls who would be outcompete you for the positions, that type of thing. It would foster a woman's negative self-image from the psychological battering. A lot of you're no good type messages.
Psychological abuse can be especially damaging when coupled with physical abuse.
For many women who are being physically abused, they also are very heavily psychologically abused, and that it can be very damaging, because then it makes it very hard for a woman to get out.
Wouldn't people often consider that just part of a relationship, and that therefore it's not something to be singled out, and that should be said, this is a form of violence?
Many people would consider physical abuse to be a normal part of a male-female relationship, too. I think the point is to identify the different elements of what some people consider to be violence in the home and let that be food for thought for others to think of.
Livingston told the story of an 18-year-old woman married for 2 years who came to Alaska with her military husband as an example of something for others to think of.
He started to physically abuse her, and she thought, oh, I guess this is a part of marriage. She didn't know any different. Her parents hadn't been violent with each other, but she was young. She didn't know. She said, well, this must be how husbands treat their wives.
Many people, including the abused, don't realize that there is a problem.
In the past 12 weeks, there have been approximately 10 rapes reported to the police.
In the interior?
In Fairbanks, right here, right at home. Most people aren't aware of that. That wasn't immediately picked up in the newspapers. The community is not aware of the level of violence. We tend to think of our homes as the site of love and comfort and nurturing and acceptance, a haven from the storm of the outside world. And in fact, the home is very often a scene of bruises, broken bones, where lives are being shattered by violence.
Halt Violence Against Women Week, an effort to make people aware of something that may be happening to them. I'm Karen McPherson in Fairbanks.